This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
This is Nightline.
Tonight, Love Bomb. She once traveled the world with big acts like Stevie Nicks singing songs like Blue Denim. But when a handsome man approached her online,
he just showered me with compliments. He would call me every day.
She fell hard.
How much money did you actually end up sending?
$1,023,000.
The warning signs she says she missed and how you can avoid being played. Plus, Lucas Gage.
Wait, you're talking about the crazy chick that was at the party?
The Euphoria star, now Hollywood favorite, flexing more than just his acting skills.
To go toe-to-toe with Conor McGregor in a film, I mean, that was crazy.
Opening up about his new role in the remake of 80s cult classic Roadhouse.
Patrick Swayze, what a movie star, and that movie is so iconic.
And offering a little advance intel on The White Lotus.
Can we expect a reprisal of your character?
And honoring the Ghost Army of World War II, the military unit's astounding mission kept secret for 50 years.
Nightline.
Good evening. Thank you for joining us. The uptick of online fraud in the last few years is so dramatic, some experts have referred to it as the scamdemic. One form of personal attack, so-called romance scams involving a fraudster, exploiting our basic desire to be loved to exact a price, sometimes an enormous one. Here's ABC's Ashin Singh.
This is me and Keith Thompson and Priscilla Presley. Here's a picture I took of Stevie in her bathroom.
Liza Likens spent decades on the road, a backup singer for Linda Ronstadt and Stevie Nicks. Singing with her on the track, Blue Denim. And not long ago, Liza was in love.
He was very sweet, very complimentary, which is what I was used to.
The modern day romance started with Facebook messages from a person who called himself Donald.
He wrote a message that he was getting ready to retire and he was looking for someone to get married and be his partner.
He captured Liza's heart with his meditative pose and an oddly familiar face.
This is my husband, Gregory. I'll always love him. I always like men that look like my husband.
It was the most horrible thing that's ever happened to me, to lose my husband.
And my husband also apologized to me before he died. He said, you know, I haven't prepared you for the world. And I'm sorry, I apologize.
For the first time since losing Greg, she felt her heart skip.
Donald started calling me his queen, just showered me with compliments, and he would call me every day from Germany.
Well, what started as a whirlwind fairy tale, she says, became a crippling financial nightmare when Donald started asking her for money.
First, he needed it just to buy time on his cell phone. With all the talking we'd been doing on the phone, he had run out of time.
How much money did you actually end up sending?
$1,023,000.
Liza is far from alone. Every year, thousands of Americans say they're duped by false promises or fear tactics.
Sometimes it's believing too much in people. Sometimes it might be believing too little. And maybe it's also a little bit of arrogance. I sometimes see people who are overly self-confident. They say, oh, I can't be tricked. So their guard is down and they don't do their homework.
The actual experience exceeds all expectations.
In recent years, Stories like Billy McFarlane's Firefest.
Billed as a luxury, star-studded event.
Concertgoers stranded with little to eat and just tends to sleep.
And a man now known as the Tinder Swindler, who allegedly posed as the son of a diamond mogul and conned a string of women out of millions.
I just hate that I did this, you know?
From phishing scams coming from fraudulent email accounts, to phone calls using a relative's name, even voice, and online dating apps using an unsuspecting person's photo. We've all heard the warnings, but how hard could it be to spot the fake?
I say just take it with a grain of salt and don't trust everything that you see on the internet.
Things I wish I knew, cybersecurity edition.
Online, Caitlin Sarian goes by Cybersecurity Girl.
Hi, I'm Caitlin. I'm a cybersecurity and data protection expert, and I want to help you understand what a VPN is all about. Let's go.
She's been bringing her expertise straight to Gen Z, posting easy-to-follow instructions on how to secure your most precious information.
Your name, address, phone number, and date of birth are all online for everyone to see. Here's how you can delete them.
So what's one of the first lines of defense when it comes to hackers? She says, unique passwords.
What happens is when your passwords are leaked on the dark web, your email and your passwords are tied together. And all they have to do is use this algorithm, and it basically adds and makes 10,000 different variations of the same base password. So what we like to say is use a passphrase, which is basically like 7 to 8 random words strung together and like something that you're gonna remember.
For nearly 2.5 years, Liza says Donald love bombed her with words of affirmation, promising never to betray her.
How about your friends, your support system? Are you telling them about Donald?
I told a couple of people. Mm-hmm. He didn't want me to tell anyone. To anybody that is watching it, that is a red flag. When they don't want you to tell anybody, there's something very wrong with that.
Love bombing really infiltrates a person and provides them with just a feeling of acceptance, of feeling loved, of feeling so important. And giving somebody that something that they've always wanted or needed, and you're willing to do anything and everything.
Tell me about this photo.
This one.
At one point, Donald told Liza to send him $250,000 in bail money because he got arrested while transporting a safe he says was filled with $700 million in gold and cash.
This is the one that when he told me they had taken him to prison in Spain, and he said this was taken from the prison on a break, and it's him holding a Post-it, and one of his nicknames for me was Lulu.
You had no doubts about this photo?
No. I thought it was real.
How about the sticky? Any thoughts about
the Post-it?
The handwriting?
Well, at first, no. But later on, when I went back, I went and I found this typeset.
It's a font.
It's a font. At first, I didn't realize that. And I said to him, my gosh, you have such perfect printing. But then later on, when I studied it, I realized that it was a font and that he had Photoshopped it on there. Mm-hmm. I don't know how he got the Post-it in his fingers. Maybe they're not his fingers.
Were you in love with this
guy? Yes, I was. I did fall in love with him. I did.
Or is $700 million enough to keep you going?
No, I was in love with him. And at a certain point, I wrote and I told him when the money kept getting stuck in all these different countries, I said, I don't care about the money. Just come. Just you come without the money. It's okay.
But after 4 failed attempts to meet Donald at the airport and selling her car and her house, Liza had had enough. She enlisted the help of an online investigative company to confirm whether she was being played.
And they showed me who the real guy was, showed me how the pictures were stolen from his profile and his website. And I was speechless. I sat right there and I went catatonic.
Not only did Liza realize she had been fooled, she found out the man in the photos was also a victim. No, the real guy, Rahul Bornhorst, doesn't deal with gold. He's a life coach.
Mach dein Feuer größer. Aus der Asche entsteht neues Leben.
Yes, his pictures have been falsely used to create fake social profiles like these on Facebook.
There are so many women calling me from anywhere on the planet. If I would be Secretary of Law in the U.S., I would go after Facebook and say, I will force you down on the knees. You have to protect those women.
When reached for comment about Rajo's concerns, a spokesperson with Meta sent Impact a statement, confirming they were aware of his case, writing in part, people who impersonate others on Facebook and Instagram violate our policies, and we remove this content when it's found. Like in this case, our work in this area is never done. Just last year alone, Meta said the company took down over 2.6 billion fake accounts.
This happens a lot. It's very easy for people to take your pictures offline, and that's what is used in many, many, almost all romantic scams.
Liza says Las Vegas police told her they couldn't help her because cryptocurrency cases are outside their jurisdiction, and that the FBI didn't respond when she filed for an online report. We reached out to the FBI, but the agency said it can't confirm or deny the existence of an investigation. The Las Vegas Police Department has not responded.
Self-compassion is such an important part of being able to recover from any kind of scheme where a person can give themselves grace and say, you know what, bad things happen to good people. That doesn't mean that they're any less smart.
Our thanks to Ash. To hear more of Liza's story and two other shocking accounts of deception, check out Impact by Nightline, How I Got Played, now streaming on Hulu. When we return, we're one-on-one with Euphoria star Lucas Gage.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome back. You might have seen Lucas Gage in hits like HBO's The White Lotus and Euphoria, and Netflix's You. He's starring now with Jake Gyllenhaal in a remake of an 80s cult classic. Here again is ABC's Ashin Singh.
Lucas, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Appreciate you, man. I gotta ask, for everyone who's a White Lotus fan at home, they've just announced that season 3 is actually gonna be set in Asia. Can we expect a reprisal of your character?
Lonnie's in your office, having a baby. What? Who's Lonnie? The trainee.
Listen, never say never, but, you know, I'm still holding on for hope. But that show's so good. Whatever Mike White does to it, it's going to be genius. And I just love that he is constantly bringing in a new cast and just switching it up all the time.
I want to ask you about your new movie, Roadhouse. Yeah. Had a chance to watch it. It is awesome, man.
Thank you. But,
dude, you are kicking some serious butt in this movie.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
What was it like preparing for that role?
It was incredible. I mean, we had 2 weeks of stunt training with some of the best people. So to have that fight training and actually learn how to fight and then go toe-to-toe with Conor McGregor in a film, I mean, it was crazy.
Yeah, you're acting alongside Jake Gyllenhaal and Conor McGregor. I have to imagine that's a bit of a yin and yang right there.
Yeah, it is a bit of a yin and yang. And yeah, I mean, having Jake Gyllenhaal protect you against Conor McGregor, and it was really cool.
What was it like working with Jake? Did he have any advice for you?
He's such a nice guy and so thoughtful, and I think it was kind of like the character in the movie. He's kind of like my fight teacher and my Mr. Miyagi character. And in real life, he was kind of just giving me advice as actor to actor. And I remember one day he said something to me along the lines of, like, just treat every take like a rehearsal, and then you can't make any mistakes. It's something so simple, but kind of changed everything.
For people who are not familiar with this movie, it is the remake of a cult classic from 1989, Patrick Swayze, Roadhouse. What did that movie mean to you, and why'd you want to take on this role?
Patrick Swayze, what a movie star, and that movie is so iconic. So there was a pressure to, you know, do it justice and of course honor that movie, but take a fresh take on it and keep it current and fun. And I think we do that.
Lucas, take me back to the jump, because it's been a long road for you getting to this point from California originally. What's this journey been like for you, man?
Oh, it's been surreal. It really has. And I'm just so lucky to continue to work on different films and projects with different filmmakers that I look up to. I do have to remind myself, like, how is this real life? But yeah, I just want to continue to do good work.
Who were some of your inspirations as you were kind of getting on with your journey?
I mean, honestly, Jake Gyllenhaal was a huge, huge inspiration for me. I can quote Donnie Darko from start to finish. That movie changed my childhood.
Another cult classic.
God, it's so good.
You've been very open about this being sort of a year of growth and change for you. I feel like something that we can all sort of relate to. What's your advice to people kind of based on the past year that you've had?
I think my advice is just never stay stagnant. And the way that I grow and change and evolve is just to keep moving, you know, just keep constantly going to new places, seeing new people. You know, life is constantly changing. The only thing we can rely on is change. So as best as you can, get comfortable with it and lean in and just keep going. Don't stop.
Is it tough having your personal life out there?
Yeah, it is tough. It's a really hard line of having to navigate where, you know, the public life and the personal life intersect.
Lucas, right ahead!
And how much you're sharing as a public figure. But, you know, yeah, it's definitely been hard for me. I struggle with, you know, keeping things private, and I prefer it that way. But, you know, sometimes that just doesn't work out like that.
You've talked a lot about sort of learning and the growth that you experienced, even on set with this movie, Roadhouse, learning from Jake Gyllenhaal. Any lessons you learned from Billy, your character?
Yeah, he's a really good guy. I think he really had a beautiful kind of boy to man arc in this movie. We watch him walk into his own up space, stand up for himself, and he's courageous. So I think there was a lot of learning from him and wanting to just own myself, all of me, you know?
It's a coming of age story in a way.
It is kind of a coming of age story. It really is, yeah.
Lucas, thank you so much for your time. You can watch Roadhouse streaming now on Amazon Prime Video.
Our thanks to Ashen. When we come back, a salute to three extraordinary war heroes who brought their artistry to the battlefield. Their mission kept secret for decades.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
And finally tonight, a long-kept secret story of creativity and innovation from the battlefields of World War II. Here's David Muir.
Tonight, the new honor for a mission so secret, many who knew about it, who were part of it, took it to the grave. World War II, 1,300 U.S. soldiers, part of the so-called Ghost Army. Top secret military units deployed to fool the Nazis. Using inflatable rubber trucks, inflatable tanks and artillery, even inflatable soldiers. Meant to look real from the air and from a distance, even blaring sound effects of tanks heard miles away. The strategy deceiving enemy forces, freeing up real units to strike unexpectedly, saving an estimated 15,000 to 30,000 lives, helping to defeat the Nazis. The mission remained top secret for 50 years, declassified in 1996. And tonight, nearly 80 years later, the Ghost Army now recognized with the Congressional Gold Medal. Three of those veterans were right there today. Private Seymour Neusenbaum, then and now. Private John Chrisman, then and today. And Private Bernie Bluestein, then and now, today honoring his fellow soldiers.
Took a lot of hard work with a lot of hardworking people. And I'm very proud and happy to be here to receive this honor. Thank you.
Just wow.
Thank you, gentlemen, and thank you, David. That's Nightline for this evening. You can catch our full episodes on Hulu. We'll see you right back here same time tomorrow. Thanks for the company, America. Good night.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table.
What is happening here?
It's just beautiful chaos.
Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view.
To be honest, I was thinking about asking him for a foot massage, and then I just froze.
This is the best gig on TV.
And you know, anything can happen.
That is what we do here.
I'm not going to lie, the chair's a little small for my behind.
The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.